This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Welcome to this episode of Fairways and Greens. I'm your host, Gaylord Rhodes, the Vegas golf coach. And after 30 years as a golf professional, teacher, and coach, I decided it was time to share the knowledge and insights into the world of golf that I have gathered during my career as a golf professional. And joining me each episode will be a special guest from the golf industry. Together, we will discuss and share their insights, expertise, knowledge, and stories from their career and life in golf as well. Hope you enjoy this episode, and as always, I welcome and appreciate your input and suggestions for future shows, as well as your questions. So feel free to reach out and get in touch with me, the Vegas Golf Coach, by emailing me at info@golfcoachpodcast.com. That's info@golfcoachpodcast.com. Reach out and let us know what's on your mind and what you're thinking about. So let's get started with today's show. I want to welcome everybody into this episode of Fairways and Greens. I have a very special guest. I'm excited to bring Brian Hepler in from Tejada Golf. Brian, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Man, I'm excited to have you on. And for all my listeners, just to let you know, Brian's he's the founder and developed Tejada Golf. Tejada Golf is just fascinating to me. It's kind of, in a nutshell, it's a 60 days to better golf by learning the entire game through a structural path of learning. He incorporated martial arts training and a variety of different aspects into it that he developed over the last 40 years. Brian, if you would, try to describe the essence of Tejada Golf and how this all started.
All right. Tejada Golf, from an essence perspective, is looking at how could we all, as golfers, and some of your listeners, how could we learn this game in a simpler way? How could we learn the game in a way that we can count on ourselves, in a sense, over the golf ball and have a sense of where we're going? So over the years, I've looked at different type of learning disciplines and different type of sports, different types of training, and especially in the martial art world, they're looking at, wow, how come kids and adults can learn these incredible katas or forms or movements in a simple, easy, almost systematic way, but really at the end of the day, on themselves, and really never look back and wonder if I'm aimed right or aimed left, or am I going to hit it out of bounds? And so that opened my eyes up to, wow, the words I like to use is there must be a better way, because my passion is to have people come to the game and learn it and be empowered to just play from their heart or in a sense of a childlike play.
You know, I really can relate to that. I think, you know, I'm a big advocate of play to learn, and I try to keep the mechanics of the golf swing to a minimum and get my students out on the golf course. Playing the game. I you don't play golf on the driving range. And over the years, my frustration has been the inability of my students to actually perform on the golf course. And I'm just fascinated by your method. So apparently, it all kind of evolved over the years. So where does the training come from?
Yeah, that's a great question. And if we back, I'm 50 years old, and if we back up, I'll have to share that my parents, my mom taught me to look for if I'm going to play any sport. So I grew up on a ski team as a young child, downhill skiing. I grew up on playing lots of competitive tennis. I was on a swim team, but when I look at how my parents had me go into sports, it was never about from a place of just randomness. It was train. Well, let's find the best coaches and the best trainers, and let's go. And in some ways, my mom and dad said, you have to be the best. And those are great words at some points, but they get bumpy if you're not the best, in a sense. So over the years, I started using some of those same things they taught me. Was, okay, age 13 is the first time I bumped into the game of golf, and I fell in love with it. And that day, I'll never forget, my mom said, we're going to switch from tennis to golf. That's awesome. but who are the best players in the state? And then the next few moments was to look up and find. We didn't have back then Google, so I couldn't quite. I had to call some other golfers and golf pros and people that our family knew. But once we got to who the best players were, and for whatever reason I picked amateurs, then it was, okay, let's go to their coaches, because if they can train them, then they can train you. And so that pathway, or that learning, or that openness, because they taught me to go to these great instructors in golf and different types of things throughout my life, and just attempt to be the best student, just ooze in their information, not to look for fault or try to cross-reference things, just go open and willing to hear. And so that's why I think so many people in the industry have come to Tathagata Golf, because there's a thank you page inside the website. You go to the essence and down into the thank you page, and you'll see names that I'm sure you know, names in the martial art world that are the most learned senseis and masters from a mental movement perspective, from a true movement perspective, then some of the greatest golf instructors, also some of the greatest coaches and trainers in other disciplines. And so I've looked at, in this lifetime, all these greats have been able to come together with me and share their passion, their wisdom. And I say, if you were here on the property, you'd hear me say, I didn't come up with anything. I just feel fortunate that these people have loved on me and cared enough to share their wisdom and embark it, in a sense, or let it be a part of my life. And I wouldn't be here without each and every one of them.
No, I can totally relate to that, Brian. As I aspired to become and got my passion in golf at to become an instructor and to teach, and I sought out the best teachers in the country and spent my time and money to go and study and work with them. And I was blessed to get around some very, very, very open-minded and very influential teachers. Old school is what we call it. There's a lot of us. I'm in my 60s now, but I got a chance to meet Davis Love and Toski and Flick and Ballard and Randy Henry and Hebron. Yeah. Just a lot of great people, and just kind of absorb everything, and then we just and the fact that you've brought in the martial arts aspect of it and the samurai aspect and to take it outside of golf and to add all these other things to create a method of learning. It just fascinates me that, and I'm very, very impressed with this program. So, where do you see this going? It's just amazing how and when did it kind of evolve and start? I remember seeing Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly on the Golf Channel sitting talking to you, and that's when I first saw this. So, where are you now, and where are you located, and what's going on with it?
Yeah, we started building out our outdoor dojo or training facility that we use as the backdrop from an online perspective, and in 2010. And then from a product development perspective, we spent over 30 years developing it and then 5 years testing it to make sure that an absolute beginner, junior, could utilize the training, and then a world-class tour pro that had already won. Would this make sense? And then the magic of it, could they both be in the same room? Could a female and a male, an athlete and a non-athlete, a young person, an old person, a tour pro and an absolute beginner be in the same room and learn? And we wanted to make sure that was possible, so that you really could ooze, in a sense, or learn off each other. So over those 5 years, we tested it with many different people, and then we started the initial phase of the filming process in 2013. We launched it to the world, in a sense, from a 60-day training program on its current online software in August 31st of 2015. And so since then, you would have seen, as you said, the commercials of Gary and Brandel and other commercials that we've put on the Golf Channel. And it's been amazing, because my heart to look at how could we learn the game of golf in a better way, in a sense, and better not for me, but better for the next newcomer to the game. And to do that, I wanted to spend years and years in the industry building relationships, so it would be safe to the PGA, the LPGA, safe to the golf associations, and safe to different groups around the world when we launched it. And so what we're seeing now is, because of the time and the care and those knowing that this isn't about me, Brian Hepler, or a new theory, that they've been willing to support it. And since then, over the last, I guess that would be about 15 months, we're now have people training in over 75 countries around the world. And even that number is odd to hear. 75 different countries, people are training in Tathagata Golf, have purchased it, and are getting better. And so that in itself is unique. And we're seeing people getting better in their living room. We're seeing people getting better in their home, in their office, and then when they go to the golf course, actually having it stick with them and not be just a quick fix or a quick tip, in a sense that is almost a placebo effect in the moment. So we're grateful and honored that so many people have supported it to this point. And we're seeing results that traditionally we don't see in golf instruction.
No, I'm fascinated by it. So the fact that you can that you offer this program online, they can purchase it. Describe how that works for my. I know some of my listeners are going to be excited about taking a look at your program. Explain how this works for them. What would they do to get involved, and what the process is for them, and do they actually get a coach to work with, or explain that to us, Brian.
You know, we built, I wanted to look at, and this is a great question, because I wanted to look at how could someone learn? How could someone visually learn something if that's how they wanted to come into it? How could somebody hear it if they liked it from a sound perspective or a harmonic perspective? How could someone learn from a movement perspective or a repeating a pattern of movement perspective so that their body or their thoughts, if you will, could own it in a way that it's factual? And so over the years, I've looked at many different types of learning platforms and looked at who has had the greatest success of taking someone from one place to another place and then allowing that student to just be on their own and own what they learned. And so we started years ago looking at software from an education perspective and then a martial art perspective. But in simple, simple terms, one comes into tathagata.com. They would see a 60-day training program. Click on that. There would be some pages there that describe the essence, describe the care, describe the training. There would be some videos there that have snippets or some parts to it. Then from there, there's a purchase process. We sell the program from a price perspective at $179.95. So 60 sessions, we like to say, for less than $3 a session each. Session sits inside a software component, so it works like a book. There's chapter one, then there's chapter 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And so when you come in, you push play from a video content perspective. You have day one, and day 1 through 10, you learn 12 yet simple but yet detailed body movements, not cardio, not from a workout perspective, but 12 simple body movements. You get introduced to the movements. Then from that perspective, you get tested on the movements on day 6. But day 8 is when it gets a little magical, in a sense. You train alongside some of the greatest players and athletes in the history of the game. And you start to see that, wait a minute, if I can kick a soccer ball, and wait a minute, this is how Pele in soccer flights a soccer ball, how come it matches Jack Nicklaus, 18 majors, 19 seconds in majors? How come Pele and Jack Nicklaus and Roger Federer move the same? Well, wait a minute, if I can play tennis or kick a soccer ball or ride a bike, throw a baseball or football, I can do this. And what we wanted to build was a way that someone could learn and own what they're learning and answer the question of, if I want to do it, can I do it? And if I want to do it and I can do it, wow, then it takes me, meaning Brian Hepler, out of the thought process and allows them to just own the information. So each chapter is different and it builds on itself. So day 1 talks to day 2 and 3. For instance, day 4 talks to the first 3 days, but also talks to what's coming in the next few days. So you go on this pathway of learning. It is not where you play, push play, and you get the essentially the same thing. There's 38 hours of the 60 that are new content, 22 of it repeat. And it's done in a very unique setting from a music perspective, from how you interact each day. So it gives the a growth potential as you move through it. But to answer, body is in chapter one. Then we add, like in martial arts, hands and arms onto the body. Chapter two now has body, hands, and arms. Chapter three, we add the glue. The I used magic earlier, but the glue or the essence of it all, the pressure. And then the pressure that brings the speed, the strength, the energy into chapter four to be reliable and be trusted and be truthful. And then once we understand how the body moves, how the hands and arms moves, how we add pressure, then like in martial arts, then we can slow the club down or speed it up. So think of how come chapter four and five, we add short game, because that's moving in a slower or a less big movement of the driver. But what happens sometimes is to throw a one-inch punch in martial arts, you have to be highly, highly trained. To throw a big punch, there's some variance in there. So what we look at that from a martial art perspective is, wait a minute, if we learn how the body moves, hands and arms and pressure, then we can do short pitches, chips, flops. Then we understand the pressure there, then we can move into putting from a short movement or an analogy of a one-inch punch. And then from that perspective, we have a summarization in chapter six, and then we have ongoing practices to take it to the course. Because it isn't the case where you just stop playing for 60 days. It has a place where, wow, I can take this to the golf course, but essentially, in some cases, bypass a lot of the challenges that we're fraught with on a driving range. Not that we wouldn't go to a range, but it also gives us a way to learn and immediately go from day two or day seven or day 14 and just go out and play. And there's a mental training, if that's the word, from a mind practice starting on day two that also covers this and builds each and every day through day 60 and then beyond.
That's fascinating. the way you tie everything together. Say I wanted to do the program, and I got online and I ordered it, and obviously I'll let you explain people how they can find you and how to order it and your recommendations on that. But say I order it, so, and I've got a busy schedule and I want to do this 60-day program. Do I need to do it every day for 60 days, or can I do can I start working on chapter one at my own pace and then move on at my own pace in case there's a couple days where I have to travel or I have to do something. Is that possible, or does it need to be structured in over a 60-day period?
No, it doesn't. And that's a great question, because we get that reach out a little bit of how should I consume this? And from that perspective, you can come in and do – we have people that I will share with you. We have – tour pros that we've never met that have gone through the program, and their travel schedules allowed them to do 1 to 3 hours a day or go through a 60 session program in 30 to 45 days and then do it multiple times. We have other people that have gone through it and they've taken a 90 day or even 4 or 5 months period to go through it. So it's not designed where, wow, if you miss a day, you have to start over. It's designed to sink in and allow someone the comfort to be, in a sense, their own boss of their learning pace, to move at the pace of the program, but allow it to still be their own. Because each and every day, there's a testing phase, a slight testing phase. And then, as I mentioned, on strategic places in each chapter, there's a test. And then from a chapter support perspective, there's additional chapter support. You can push print or watch additional training that allows you to then test yourself in a mirror, if you used a camera, or right in your own home, or take it a step further. Then they can reach out to what we call Tathagata movement specialists. And what that means is we're training hundreds of movement specialists around the world And at some point, there'll be thousands of them. So they can go to movement specialists to have their chapter one or two, three follow-up tested. They don't have to. It's built inside the program for them. But if they choose that live touch, or they could also reach us from a webinar-type, Skype-type FaceTime call where we do it live here at the dojo with someone around the world, or literally live at this point on the property if someone was in Scottsdale, Arizona, and came to the facility. But it is designed for you to be able to go through it at your own pace, to be able to test yourself, to be able to own the information and know where you individually are right and wrong and the greatness within your own body and where it's at.
Well, I'm just, this is a, that was a question that someone actually asked me when I brought it up. And it's amazing how you've developed this program in so many different ways. So say I go and order it. And I'm, you know, I'm definitely got, I've got to do this program. I'm real excited about it. So I go to order it. How do I receive it initially? Is it, does it come in via the internet? Is it mailed? Is it, you know, what format is it in? Can you explain that to my audience?
Yeah, we, when you order it online, so immediately then at checkout, you'd receive a code and an email that allows you to immediately start right into the program. And so literally, it's within moments of purchase, the program comes to you online streaming. There is an opportunity at that moment or in the future to purchase the core training material, not the chapter support, but the core training material in a DVD format. So that if you're traveling somewhere or at a place where you don't have Wi-Fi, then we have multiple people that have, for instance, travel or at vacation homes, they take the core content from a DVD perspective. So you've got the core content in DVD, but what that would mean then is, yes, from our fulfillment center, you'd receive a Tatata box and some tissue and a thank you card and the DVD pack. But when I say DVD, I just want your listeners to know that it's 30 DVDs because each day, in a sense, is its own learning module. And so it's a unique book, if you will, or as Randall Shampley at times calls it, the Holy Grail. But a sense of learning. But the program itself, the core is DVD streaming. The chapter support then also sits inside the streaming. So the streaming is the full program, and then you can add on at a low price point DVDs.
Awesome. So basically, those are, you've answered my questions, so I'm excited. So I just kind of fascinated by the growth of it at this point. I know that there's quite a few golf professionals out there, including myself, that have been fascinated by what you're doing. So give us kind of an idea of where it is right now and how they can find. I mean, I'm assuming that the motion specialists are PGA and other professionals that have been certified by you. Is that how it works?
Yes, we piloted this back in May of 2014, and we started building the Tatata Golf Movement Specialist. The finish of the curriculum came out in May of 14. We've been developing that for many, many years behind the scenes so that we could support the growth of the game around the world. It couldn't be about my name being Brian Hepler, the Brian Hepler theory or Brian Hepler certified, because although that has some value, it doesn't have lasting or stand the test of time. And so we wanted to make sure that, okay, for this to really grow, it has to be about the incredible people in the industry and then the new people in the industry and supporting, you know, junior golfers and senior golfers and world-class players around the world. But it can't be about, you know, everyone needs to come to Brian Hepler. And so from that perspective, we looked at, okay, how could we do this? How could we then build a certification program that would be validated as truth and that would be supported. And what we had to look at was, wow, there's been other groups that have attempted to make golf pros personal trainers and personal trainers golf pros. And in our case, we looked at, okay, there's incredible golf professionals and incredible personal trainers, and they get to keep being their greatness. But over here, they also can add to their greatness and be a movement specialist and then facilitate and enhance any Tathagata student that wants to come to them and search for them and train with them. And so it allows a personal trainer to have golf training different than any training currently in the marketplace and add to their greatness, but not change everything they do. Then the same thing for a golf instructor. It allows them to be what they are and the great stuff and then add these follow-ups into if they're comfortable with it. And then for the first time, a way for a student and an instructor to have read the same book and to be at the same place and use the same language and the same movement, so that it keeps a golf instructor really safe and it keeps a consumer really safe or a golfer really safe that, well, wait a minute, we're on the same page. And then every one of our students that go to a movement specialist also then fill out a survey of each and every experience, so that we can be assured that their needs, in a sense, that the essence, that the authenticity was upheld throughout the experience. And we're seeing this community grow. I would say that we have 5, 6, 7 new PGA, LPGA professionals coming on board every week. I would assume that by the end of this year, we would have about 1,000 around the world. And then by the following year, it looks like we would have upwards of 3,000 movement specialists around the world.
That's just amazing. So let's say I know some of my listeners are fellow golf professionals and they wanted to get involved. Do they go through the same program initially?
It's if you came into the site and saw the 60-day program, there would be a top line, a button across the top that said movement specialist.
Gotcha.
You click on that. It talks about it. It talks about going and finding one, searching one. But it also at that moment says become one. And then from there, it would lead them down a pathway and into our movement specialist department. So we have, just so your listeners know too, that from a company perspective, we have 10 full-time and then a lot of fee-based outside. So there's a complete company structure behind this that supports not only the golfers, but also the movement specialists through their pathway of learning.
Wow, that's neat. We have at the country club, we have a TPS certified physical therapist, and I send all my interested students to them to get evaluated. But to be able to be a golf professional and teach movement and using your program, to me, I've always been a big advocate of full motion. It's a swing motion. It's a full motion. It's not a bunch of parts and pieces that you look at. You try to develop the best balanced motion you can in your students, and a lot of them have physical issues that prohibit them from accomplishing these things. And to be able to tie in the martial arts, the movements of the body, and then add the arms and hands in, and then build the pressure in to create a full package that covers all the bases was what fascinated me. I'm very, very interested in this, and I know a lot of my listeners will be too. So, I guess my next question would be: I'm a big advocate of junior golf and keeping it, very simple with them. But to take a kid, and you look at martial arts, and you see a lot of the martial arts students, it's built around younger students and children, and junior golf is something that, as a PGA member for years and now retired, to grow the game is so important right now. I mean, it's obvious that we're losing golfers, and the golfers that exist are my generation, the baby boomers, and we drove the business for so long. And it's always been a passion of mine to help bring new students into the game. And I think this is a wonderful way to introduce golf to all ages. And so tell me what, I know that you now have a relationship, a special relationship with the AJGA. Why don't you tell our listeners about that? I know there's a lot of them out there that have kids aspiring to play golf, and I think this program would be a wonderful way to get them in the game. And I'm hoping that we can do something in our area here in Las Vegas to help junior golfers with this program.
Yeah, and I know before we got on this call, I got to hear a little bit about your passion personally in the past too, about the growth of junior golf, and it was great to hear just your love of the game, and I'm sure your listeners know that, but I just wanted to reiterate that. Wow, it was good to hear at one point in time too how many junior golfers were coming out of Nevada in a sense. But we looked at where are the junior golfers at in a sense, and where are they around the world, and how could we get to them if they wanted to come to us, and how could we build a program that, wait a minute, a grandparent could share this with a grandchild, or a parent could share this. And that's what we set out to do inside the program. There are moments inside the program from a deeper discussion or an authentic presence perspective. And so we're seeing juniors around the world getting better. We're seeing parents or grandparents or teaching pros reaching out to us and saying, wow, my daughter or my grandson, wow, he cleans his room now. His authentic presence, in a sense, and as he's cleaning his room, he knows that his putting's getting better. And so we're seeing things from that perspective really, really grow. And at the end of the day, that's from my heart, is looking at, okay, wait a minute, could we build a program where you could wake up in the morning and sense something incredible about to happen? Could we build a program that when you step to a golf shot, that you sense something incredible about to happen, that you have the strength and the energy to look out in front? And so with that, we've seen lots of great, if the word is endorsements, or great reach outs, people getting better. And with that, the AGAGA, the American Junior Golf Association, reached out to us. And they asked us if we could build a relationship and if we could support them on an annual basis, and what would that look like? And I am forever grateful. I played in the American Junior Golf Association back in 1984 and a little bit in 85. And so I had a passion already for their organization. And then it was a simple, simple fit. Once we started talking to them to sign a 3-year agreement with them, and now we're already looking at a much longer agreement. But what that means is, wow, we have a moment in time where in their group, I believe they have a little over 8,000 juniors around the world. And with that, we can touch and feel and share the training with them. But we're also seeing individual state and different country organizations reach out to us and say, how can we share this with all our juniors in this state or that state? And we are just forever grateful that we're at this point, but also what's ahead. And my passion with seniors, with adults, with tour pros, but also with juniors, because from that perspective, I see 15, 20 years from now that, and you hinted to this earlier, that driving ranges in a sense will be less caught with this idea of people looking or searching for mechanics or positions, and people just coming out to play and with a bit of a smile on their face and playing from their hearts, or like a child from a martial art perspective.
Yeah, it's all about the game. I was always a big advocate of getting my students on the golf course as fast as I could and let them experience the game, because if they were on the driving range and the results were minimal at best in the beginning, and we didn't expose them to the game, more than likely we were going to lose them pretty quick. And
right.
I just the fact that this your program covers not only the physical part of golf, but also the mental part. And it's basically you're getting the whole package. And, you know, so much golf instruction is just based on the golf swing. And it's so hard to take a golf swing to a golf course if it's structured that way. And you know, by learning the entire game through a structured path of learning, you know, it's just a totally different way to look at it. And I am so impressed with how you've developed this. I think it's, if you're listening out there in Fairways and Greens audience land, if you wanted to aspire to play better golf, I would highly recommend you get involved in this immediately. Because the thing that having been an instructor for over 30 years, the hardest part is to get this, the complete learning package in an organized, structured way. And so what happened with me over the years was I would take a student and develop them, develop emotion with them, and then try to get the other aspects built into it was always difficult. And the mental aspect that you teach, I think I'd love for you to kind of discuss that a little bit, because it's way beyond modern sports psychology, I think. And to be able to build the mental aspect of the training into this program fascinates me. And so if you could, Brian, talk a little bit about how important that is and how that's incorporated into your program, because I think that's amazing.
You heard me hint to a little bit this idea of the moments ahead being better than they've ever been. And from a martial art perspective, from a highly trained perspective, there's a word that comes up called satori. And so from that, it talks about how can we build, in a sense, a place or be, you know, rooted or seated in a way that we can stand with strength over a golf ball, or stand with strength over a putt. And when I use the word strength, engaged from our center, our dantian, not center like core. You'll hear this in the program, how the pressure, in a sense, allows you to feel safe. And when the body is right, in a sense, when we fall in love, in a sense, or have that moment of greatness, we feel a rightness in ourselves, not in an arrogant way, but just a sense of I'm okay with who I am. And once we understand I'm okay with who I am over a driver, and I know how to move, and I know a bit of where I'm going, then we have a right to look out in front and actually sense that the moment ahead, and I like to almost quote Jack Nicklaus here, but the moment ahead may just be better than it. Not that it has to be. Not that we want it or need it to be. And not that we're going to use willpower, effort, or try to make it happen. But to look out front and sense, wow, this next moment may be better than it's ever been. And so from that place, it opens us up to what could be, rather than only caught with what is in our own mind. And then we get to move in these ways that you hear people hint to of no mind. But what does that really mean? How do we train in a simple, easy way that isn't weird, that isn't strange, that's really simple, and it's in other sports, but just nowhere in the game of golf? And so we looked at how could we do this and share this. And I will say here, as an example of, if we're thinking about maybe to your listeners right here, as an example of what happens, and I don't know how much time we got. Do we have a few minutes here that I can go through a little bit of a practice?
Absolutely. We've got plenty of time left. We've got about 15, 18 minutes left. I'd love to go. Please do.
Perfect. So what I would like to have people feel for a second, and appease me if it's okay, and give yourself a moment right now to just visualize. For those of you who drive a car, or for those of you listening that don't drive a car but are sitting in a car as a passenger, so put yourself in the front seat of a car and imagine the car in a parking lot at something at your golf course. And imagine that you're sitting in the front seat or you're behind the wheel. And imagine you just finished the game of golf. Everything's great. you put the clubs away, you're sitting in the car, and you're about to back out, and you're about to go home. Imagine, for whatever reason in this moment, that you as the driver or the passenger, the driver's backing out maybe 1 mile an hour. Everything's safe and simple. They're backing out to head home. Accidentally, the driver, or if you, the driver, bump into a car behind you. Somehow, when you came out of the parking spot, you bumped into a car. And so you pull forward slightly, let's say, and you get out of the car. You check and see that no one got hurt. You barely touched the car. You check on your car. You check on their car. You make sure that you can leave the scene, in a sense, in a right sort of way. And so now, after that, maybe you laugh a little bit. Maybe you wonder why you did it. Maybe you doubt yourself for a second. Maybe you get back in and put yourself in the car now. There was no problem. Nothing really happened. You barely bumped the car. It was a simple little mistake, in a sense. At the moment you get back in the car, and at the moment you put the key in the ignition, think of yourself as a passenger or the driver. Do you, the driver, know how to drive a car? And now you, as a passenger, do you believe they do? Imagine for a second. Have you ever seen anyone back out of a car, slightly bump into something, drive over to the corner of the parking lot and practice backing out 50 times? What would that tell you? What would that tell the passenger? How come we've taught people in driving or riding a bike or throwing a football in a sense of so much safety in who they are that even if they bump into a car, that would be like three putting the first three greens? That's a pretty big mistake to back out in a car and bump into another car. But imagine a golfer, if they three putt 18 or bump into a car, do they go practice backing out 30, 40, 50 times? Do they have to go to the putting green and practice putting 30, 40, 50 times? See, that's the difference. We as an industry never gave you the right to look out the windshield and still know you know how to drive a car. That's the essence of Tathagata training. So that when you step over in a shot, in a sense, you know who you are and where you're going. And you're not fraught with, oh my gosh, I don't know how to back out the car. And try to manage mental thoughts knowing you don't know how to do it. Because it's amazing when you look at that analogy that the person in the passenger seat, maybe that's you, or the person driving, still believe they know how to drive the car. And that's what we wanted to give children, adults, tour pros, to step on a putting green and have a sense of something new about to happen.
Yeah, it's fascinating. The analogies were great. If you've been in this business as long as I have, you know, and have worked in many different facilities, and you go out and you go out to teach and you look down the range and there's people just pounding, scrape and hit. And yet, you know, are they learning anything? They're learning how to compensate rapidly to what they just saw in many cases. And rather than owning it, they're still trying to find it, and there's so many mental thoughts going on that it just ties them up. And to be able to have the freedom to go out on the golf course and know you know what you're doing, and just play the game and see the shot and perform, it is something that I've always tried to push and advocate with my students. And the package that you've put together, it's just mind-boggling. I'm very impressed, Brian, and kudos to all your work and the team that you've surrounded yourself with and the program you've put together. There's nothing else like this out there in the world, folks, and I'm definitely an advocate of it, and I'll be involved here shortly. And I think that from a standpoint of learning golf and growing the game, I don't think there's a better program out there for anybody that's particularly a beginner that's just about to get started. And I'm getting real excited about my ability to learn this and share it and mentor other people, because I think that's really, you know, life's all about relationships, as you know, Brian. And as we've gone through our careers and our passion has led us through golf, we've bumped into to special people that we've created relationships with, and all the golf groups I'm associated with and all the people out there. And like you, I want to thank them all for sharing their knowledge with me.
Right.
I mean, when I first started golf, there wasn't another local teaching pro in town that really wanted to help me because I was their competition. And so I just went out and sought out the people that would help me and help me get better, because I knew in the beginning I wasn't that effective. And 30 years later, I believe I'm pretty effective with my students. But again, I don't have a structured program for them to follow. And to be able to be their coach and provide them with this program as a core, it just fascinates me to the possibilities of what can happen with my students. And I can't wait to get a couple of my high school kids involved in this and to help them go to the next level, just so they can own their own swing. And that's what I'm an advocate of. And I think this program develops that ability in people to go out and, just like your analogy, and know I can do this, and yeah, not stand over the ball and question what's going to happen next. I mean, you see that so often. The kids get so tied up sometimes, and they hit one bad shot, and they're lost again. And I'm just fascinated with how you develop this. So where do you see this going in the future? What's next for you guys?
Well, it's been exciting in some ways, and when I mentioned before that we're in 75 countries, we're in many different conversations with different organizations and different countries, and looking at how can we support, how can we truly, when we say the words we want to grow the game, and you look on the site, and last month we gave over 33,000 hours.
That's amazing.
Online training last month alone. And so there's been a reach out from around the world. And that being said, we see just an opportunity to develop golfers and movement specialists. But over the next 5, 10, 15, 20, if you came in our corporate office, you would see us looking at, okay, 25 to 50 years from now, not a quick fix, and not, oh, I'm going to try to sell a bunch of DVDs. Everyone that knows me knows this was never designed to make any money. This was designed to look at, wait a minute, there must be a better way. And with that heartbeat or with that essence to it, I think it allows people safety to be a part of it and feel genuinely a part of it, rather than a part of Brian Hepler's thing. This is not the Brian Hepler show. And so with that, we've built a platform that, given that we, as Tathagata Golf, do the next right thing, then we have an opportunity to grow beyond anything imaginable in the game. I still say, from a staff, from an essence, I call staff family, but from a family perspective, it's absolutely on us to assure that people get better, and absolutely on Tathagata Golf that we develop this in a way that is slow, that's reliable, and will stand the test of time, because that's the only way it will grow on its own.
Yeah, I agree with that. Fascinated by that, and just to bring this point back up again, 33,000 hours of instruction in January of this year from all over the world that people are logging in and taking the classes. And that's a phenomenal number, and it can only continue to grow. I'm basically kind of fascinated with the whole structure of this and the team that you've put together. So tell everybody where you're located, officially located, where your dojo is.
We have our corporate office is right in the heart of Scottsdale, Arizona, and right outside the office sits our dojo. So we have a very, very unique, it's a little over 4-acre training facility with a driving range on it. So it encompasses about 17 acres. But you come into a traditional torii or dharma or gate, you would hear the music. You would see quite a bit of landscape around it from a just a soothing perspective. But then inside this is a very, very unique. You can see pictures of it on the website. But training stations, and this is where we have filmed the different facets of the training so that you can be assured the authenticity of a place, a real brick and mortar in a sense, that these people, the people in the videos are real, and that they ooze, if you will, the Tathata essence. So we're right in the heart of Scottsdale, Arizona, in the United States.
Yeah, I, you know, and here's the just to review a little bit before we head out, and I want to make sure you get a chance to tell people how to get and where to find the programs. But, you know, basically what Tathata Golf Training does is, as I understand it, you correct me if I'm wrong, is it allows the students to build their entire golf game through a structured path of learning. And I think that in itself is revolutionary because, you know, there a lot of instruction is based around improving the golf swing. But to be able to build a program that with a structured path for the entire golf game is what really drew me in. And it's kind of resembles a structure of learning a subject in school in many ways, or a martial arts, and most other sports, they move through different chapters of learning. And you know, I've always been an advocate of getting them from the instruction to the golf course as fast as possible, but to cover all aspects, the mental aspect, and the physical aspect and the motion of the golf swing in a method that allows them to learn how every part of the body moves through every golfing motion, just like any other sport, and not to overanalyze it and break it down is amazing. To learn how to change speeds through the swing, that's amazing. Hit shots of all different. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, just to be able to hit all and shape all the different shots. Just based right. on feel, more or less. I mean, I may be wrong there, but, you know, it through this program, you know, a student could realize, obviously they're going to own their own golf swing. They're going to realize where they can improve. And it just, to me, a complete education package is what's been missing for many, many years in modern golf instruction. And I just think it's why golfers struggle so much. I'm fascinated and I'm an advocate of it. And to change your training, change your education, your thoughts and outcomes immediately change. And I just believe a lot of the limitations in modern golf instruction don't allow that to happen. And in a 2-month program to better golf, I mean, that's amazing. I've been chatting with some of my fellow instructors over the last week or two, and we're about to launch some golf schools in Las Vegas again, which we did years ago. To get certified as a movement specialist is something that I think would benefit myself. It's going to benefit my game. I don't think if my audience out there, I don't think there's any reason why you shouldn't jump on board this program that Brian's developed. I'm going to encourage my students to do it, and I want to thank you, Brian, for coming on today. Before we go, Brian, just sum up today's me and let people know how to find you and how to get a hold of your program, your recommendation on that. Because I know I've seen it on Amazon, I've seen it around, but as we spoke earlier, I think the best way to get involved, if you can, is get directly with your team. And would you please go over that for us?
Yeah, and I appreciate all your listeners, and I appreciate you having me on and your passion. And I must say before I end that just your openness and willingness as a golf instructor, and for all of you listening out there, just think about that for a second, just how open and willing he is to learn. Not that we're so right, but just add to the great stuff. And that is so many golf professionals around the world. I've been amazed at how many have, of the top 50, in a sense, in the world, how many of them are already in the certification process. But to your listeners, simply go to tathatagolf.com, and at that moment, you can move right into the 60-day program, or bounce around and look at some of the pages and go to the facility page. You can see inside the Essence or facility, just the dojo, the unique training stations out here. But I hope that that at any moment, if this is the time, then come in, take a look at the 60-day program. You simply purchase it there, or just take a look at it. And if this isn't the moment, then that's great. But I look forward at some point meeting you all inside the online training portal or program, and then maybe at some point we'll all meet in person.
Yes, that, and I'd enjoy doing that. And we're pretty close together, so I see that in our future, Brian. And again, just for you, the listeners' benefit, it's Tathata Golf, TathataGolf.com, and I highly recommend that you should at least go and check it out. And I want to thank Brian again for coming on the show. It's been a learning experience for me. Knowing I was going to have you on, I did so much more research over the last few days. And it's been about a month since I first really took a look at what you were doing. And I got to tell you, and all my audience out there, that this is something that you want to look into. Brian, thanks for coming on the show today. It's been my pleasure for sure. And I look forward to maybe doing something with you again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Well, folks, it's time to say goodbye to this episode of Fairways and Greens. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you would like to subscribe to the show, just head over to the golfcoachpodcast.com. That's www.golfcoachpodcast.com. And don't forget to reach out with your questions and your input on the show to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. So reach out with your questions and anything you'd like to add or any suggestion on future shows to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. And you can find me, the Vegas Golf Coach, and a link to my blogs, coaching centers, and programs at www.vegasgolfcoach.com. That's www.vegasgolfcoach.com. So goodbye for now, and here's to finding your share of fairways and greens in your journey through life and golf.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.